Okay, 541.
Request of David Kiff Davis to address council regarding human trafficking, child sex trafficking, and child pornography in Portland.
Davis.
So I appeared before you guys on 4/16/2014 and talked about how I became homeless from a child molester who comes from a family of cops named Ian Andrew Gilderson.
We can't be doing this
and
here.
You guys went and blacked out my testimony.
I'm not going to have you making accusations in council.
He's in prison, so it's
you
not
an accusation.
You want to
make an accusation, go to a police
it's
officer.
It's not an accusation. He's currently 5 years in prison, okay? So that's altering public documents, and that's a violation of federal and state law, as I know it, okay? And I'm wondering what's going on if you guys are
we're not a courtroom, sir.
Covering up for a guy like that, you know? A lie doesn't become the truth, and wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by the majority or by city council or you guys, okay? And this guy is a real sicko, and he's doing 25 years for 57 counts, okay? And I'm wondering why you guys blacked that out. Was it because I went on a radio show, Heart Attack Radio, by Hart Fisher, H-A-R-T, Attack Radio? Because my testimony was altered after I was on that nationally syndicated radio show. And I'm a producer for a radio show, Ed Opperman, The Opperman Report. And we go out to over a million people, okay? And Portland's number one for child sex trafficking. And I know that you guys repeatedly deny the police an actual real budget to fight against this stuff. And you're big on tourism and giving money to shuffle the homeless out of places, but I don't see you really doing what needs to be done to fight against real crime. You know, when these kids become victimized and abused, then they become future homeless people and future drug addicts, you know? And you guys really need to get all the women off the streets first, too, because they're being preyed upon. And you have homeless serial killers like the Mark Bebout going around killing people, killing people at Operation Night Watch, meeting people at shelters and then killing them, teenage girls, you know. And then you got, like, local strip clubs like Stars Cabaret that have, they're pimping out girls that are, like, 13, 14, and they got busted for that, too, you know. So I'm just wondering what you guys are, if you guys are really going to do anything. And this one guy, the balloon man, Michael Joseph Flory.
I think you should stop naming people's names. If you're going to make a criminal complaint, whether somebody's in jail or not, they're still a citizen.
He was convicted, okay?
All right, we're going to have to.
I confronted him.
Your time's expired, sir.
And publicly shamed
sir,
him.
Sir, your time's expired.
Your
time is expired. You need to stand down and let someone else speak. Thank you very much. Thanks. Go, please. Sir, you need to go. You need to go. Okay, there you go. Sir, you need to leave. Thank you. Go, please, and let someone else speak. Could you read the next item?